Medical Group Physician Dr. Lenley Jackson, a U of I graduate, will be offering campus area residents a primary care option just steps from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says rain is coming. You'll have details on the forecast in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois is on its way to taking a gamble. The Illinois House yesterday voted to lease the state's lottery to a private company. The firm would have to pay at least $10 billion. It's money the state would use to pay for construction projects and put into schools. In return, the company would get to keep lottery proceeds for 50 years or longer. Supporters say they've included many safeguards to guarantee the state would get a good deal. For instance, instead of leaving the decision up to the governor alone, the treasurer and controller would also have to sign off on any contract, and Illinois would keep a percentage of lottery profits. But Anita Bedell, who leads an anti-gaming group, says it will lead to an expansion of gambling.
Why would someone spend $10 billion and run the lottery in the same way that they have now? The only way that they're going to be able to do it is to come back to the legislature and then get approval for internet gambling, video lottery machines, keno.
Even those who support the concept of renting out the lottery may help defeat the House's measure, including Governor Rod Blagojevich. It was the governor himself who first proposed leasing the lottery several years ago, but he questions the sincerity of House Democratic leaders. Blagojevich says if they were serious, they would have outlined specific construction projects the deal would fund. Illinois has been without a major public works program since before Blagojevich took office, and passing one has become the governor's main focus. No state has ever leased or sold its lottery. Several investment firms have expressed interest in the concept. The proposal now goes to the Senate. Illinois' House yesterday also voted to restore some budget cuts that the governor made during this summer, which would stop the closure of state parks and historic sites, saving 325 jobs. But the Senate also has to sign off on that agreement. The head of the United Way of Champaign County says they're noticing the impact of state funding cuts as they launch their annual campaign. President and CEO Lynn Jones says a number of their member organizations have requested additional funding outside of the usual funding cycle because of cuts in funding from the state of Illinois.
We've also seen an increase in requests from organizations that are not presently receiving United Way funding, who would like to know what they need to do to become a United Way agency.
And Jones says cuts in state funding are causing those agencies to turn to the United Way. Budget cuts announced by the Blagojevich administration have hit many social service agencies. Jones says mental health, developmental services, children's services, and substance abuse treatment agencies are among those hardest hit. The United Way of Champaign County launched its annual fundraising campaign yesterday with a goal of $3.2 million, up from the $3 million goal of the past several years. Jones says the increase reflects the need for services in the community and their success last year in exceeding their fundraising target. State higher education authorities will get a bigger budget request for the University of Illinois next year. Trustees vote today on a proposal for $109 million in additional state funding for the 2010 fiscal year. That's 7.7% higher than this year's spending plan. U of I spokesman Tom Hardy says much of it will go toward higher salaries, higher fuel and utility costs, and statewide priorities like teacher education. Hardy says it's hard to balance funding between state money and tuition from students.
We're obliged to make this budget request, using our best experience and instincts. Now, this goes through a long process, as you know. In the meantime, we're going to need to sort out what our tuition needs are going to be.
The U of I also hopes to submit a $454 million request for capital projects, including the long-awaited renovation of Lincoln Hall. Hardy says that list of needs has changed little over time, with deferred maintenance expenses the most important need. He says the U of I is carefully watching the latest legislative activity over a capital funding bill that could include money for Lincoln Hall or the Petascale facility that's expected to house the world's fastest computer array. Champaign-Urbana residents are marking the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in many ways. Students from the University of Illinois ROTC Cadet Corps scheduled a flag ceremony at the U of I Armory at 6 this morning, followed by a 2-mile memorial run through campus. Later this morning, the U of I School of Music will hold its annual 9/11 memorial concert at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Faculty members include baritone Nathan Gunn, who will perform a program of music starting at 7:46 a.m., the exact time that the first hijacked plane crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. The concert ends at 8:04 a.m., the minute when the second plane hit the center's south tower. Another memorial service is at 8:40 this morning at Westside Park near downtown Champaign. The service is dedicated to the firefighters, police, and civilians who were killed on this day 7 years ago. It will be held at the Police and Fire Memorial on the northeast corner of Westside Park. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Clouds coming in, some rain all the way through the weekend. Everybody's going to get nervous. We have games. We have Market at the Square. We have this. We have that.
Not so good.
And we have this occasional rain in the forecast.
Well, at times it could be heavy, and we're going to have periods of steady rain and periods where it stops. It looks like it's going to be generally cloudy. The models cannot resolve everything down to the hour here, but